Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for September 18th, 2024. So the Fed did it. They cut 50 basis points, more than I expected and half the analysts expected out there. So now what your question is, how long is it going to take mortgage rates to catch up to these rate cuts? Well, like I've been teaching you guys all the way up to today, this is a perfect learning tool, but it's actually a bad learning tool. Let me explain what's going on. Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points, but what happened? Rates went up. Okay, so what happened was now all the analysts are behind the scenes dissecting everything the Federal Reserve did and said. And probably tomorrow or the next day, a lot of this is going to be solved and you're going to see the markets getting back to a little bit equilibrium based on this news, because most of the market was anticipating a 25 basis point cut. So you're seeing right now mortgage rates went up. You have the Dow Jones and the broad indices went down based on great news from the Fed. And even Federal Chairman Powell came in and said, okay, the employment numbers aren't as bad as they're basically in line with history. We have an unemployment rate of 4.2 right now. In history, it usually averages about 5. So we're under the average, but we're a little bit higher than where we were. Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. And then a lot of this data and news has been baked in to these numbers. Okay, so that's what's happening. So now as more and more data is going to come in, especially on the jobs front, it's going to be more of a bigger impact or cause more of a bigger impact on what the Federal Reserve does, because they're like, okay, inflation's in check. We just need to make sure the country doesn't fall into a recession. So I wasn't on the bandwagon for 50 basis points. I'll take it. But I don't think, you know, the markets are probably behind the scenes saying, okay, do they know something we don't know? So tomorrow's going to be a real nice day where a lot of this stuff will balance out. Fed officials will come out and talk a little bit more about these things. And as we get more data in, the markets are going to settle and you'll see a lot of these things correcting up there. But today's the perfect day to show you, or to, for that analogy we used to give you is, you know, now we got we have the Apple. Remember I used the Apple stock as validity of, you know, how prices are moving to this point? Well, now the Apple came out with their earnings report, and now they gave it to us. And now the markets are saying, okay, we already knew it. So that's why the markets aren't overreacting at this time. So mortgage MBSs are down 15 ticks right now. We locked in a lot of people yesterday on my reluctancy, but I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen today. But there was a question right through here. There was a young lady from Bloomberg that asked Federal Chairman Powell the housing question everybody wants to know about. So let's get his take on housing. And then we come back, I'm going to just show you a video I did about 3 or 4 months ago that basically fell flat on his face, that now is just reading the top of the charts. And I'm going to repost it again for you guys tonight, and I'll show you that video here in a second. So let's get over to Chairman Powell to see what he has to say about housing.
Hi, Katerina Saraiva with Bloomberg News. I just would love to know kind of how the committee is thinking about the persistence we've seen in housing inflation. You know, do you think you can return to 2% with housing inflation where it is?
So housing inflation is the one piece that is kind of dragging a bit, if I can say. We know that market rents are doing what we would want them to do, which is to be moving up at relatively low levels. But they're not rolling over. The leases that are rolling over are not coming down as much, and OER is coming in high. So, it's been slower than we expected. I think we now understand that it's going to take some time for those lower market rents to get into this. But you know, the direction of travel is clear, and as long as market rents remain, you know, relatively low inflation, over time that will show up. Just the time it's taking now, several years rather than just one or two cycles of annual lease renewals. I think we understand that now, but I don't think the outcome is in doubt. Again, as long as market rents remain under control, the outcome is not in doubt. So I would say it's the rest of the portfolio, or of the elements that go into core PCE inflation, have behaved pretty well. You know, they all have some volatility. We will get down to 2% inflation, I believe, and I believe that ultimately we'll get what we need to get out of the housing services piece too.
Some of your colleagues have expressed concern that with starting to cut rates, you could reignite demand in housing and see prices go up even more. You know, what's the likelihood of that, and how would you react to that?
The housing market, it's hard to game that out. The housing market is in part frozen because of lock-in with low rates. People don't want to sell their home. So because they have a very low mortgage, it'd be quite expensive to refinance. As rates come down, people will start to move more, and that's probably beginning to happen already. But remember, when that happens, you've got a seller, but you've also got a new buyer in many cases. So it's not, you know, obvious how much additional demand that would make. I mean, the real issue with housing is that we have had and are on track to continue to have not enough housing. And so it's going to be challenging. It's hard to find, to zone lots that are in places where people want to live. It's all of the aspects of housing are more and more difficult. And, you know, where are we going to get the supply? And this is not something that the Fed can really fix. But I think as we normalize rates, you'll see the housing market normalize. And, I mean, ultimately, by getting inflation broadly down and getting those rates normalized and getting the housing cycle normalized, that's the best thing we can do for householders. And then the supply question will have to be dealt with by the market and also by government.
So that's his take on it. So he's expecting basically a soft landing here. Okay, he says, and this is coming from the federal chairman, so I'm assuming he's not lying. There's a housing shortage. I was reading a report the other day, 35,000 people turn 31 every day, and that's the prime age to buy a house. So if there's 35 people a day hitting that age to buy a home, there's just not enough homes. So that's another reason why you're just not going to have a crash, okay? Houses, they're expensive. I get it. Insurance is expensive. The one piece of that part I would give you, just some tidbits there, get an insurance broker. Don't use Allstate or State Farm, some of those big companies, or if you have them, at least get a quote from somebody else to see how they could help you out. So that's that piece of the puzzle. Let's get over to the stock market. As you can see, the stock market is red across the board. So we had a great day from the Fed, but interest rates and the equity markets are suffering because of this. Look at this. Dow closes lower, giving up a 375-point rally to close the day down 100 points. So this is a learning tool or a learning day for you. Not a good one because, again, we had the day where the Federal Reserve cut rates by more than they were expected. Rates went up on the mortgage side of the equation, and the equity market suffered. So a learning tool for you guys on how when the Fed cuts rates, it's usually already built in unless they shock the system. So we're seeing that today. So that's what we see so far today, guys. I will be posting a refi video. I did one several months ago, and then I reposted it again because people were like, okay, got no views. I got, you know, 1,000 views. Then I got 1,000 views. Now we just had a live stream with the most people we've ever had, and every question was almost in regards to refinancing. So I'm going to post this video again. If you're already a viewer of my channel and subscribed and you saw it, don't give me any, you know, give me any comments saying, hey, Dan, didn't you just post this? I did post it. This is for new people to find this thing because refinances are going to be the thing of 2025. So that's my report for today, guys. You might ask, Dan, who are you? What do you do? Well, I'm a loan officer, guys. That's all I do. I've been a loan officer for 35 years. I'd love to help you. And you might say, Dan, do you work in the area I'm in? I do. I'm licensed all over the country as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're anywhere in those areas, I would love to help you either buy, refinance, maybe you're trying to, you know, get your first investment property, trying to do a DSCR, investment loan, things like that, reach out to us. We would love to help. If you're trying to buy that first house, though, please don't miss out on the Grant Finder program that we have right up through here. You're looking at free money there that you really shouldn't be passing by. But if you're ready to put in that application, just click the Apply Now button right through here, or you can scroll down and give us a call or shoot me an email. So it's right through there. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless, and I hope you learned something today. And if you did, give me a thumbs up and subscribe down there if you would. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.